Thank you for tuning in to She's Always Right and He's Never Wrong, a witty take on today's issues between what often sounds like an old married couple, but we're actually two psychologists who will hash it out day in and day out, looking at today's relationships, politics, and everything in between. Thank you again for tuning in to She's Always Right and He's Never Wrong. The doctors are in. Let's begin. Thank you for joining us for She's Always Right and He's Never Wrong. The Doctors Are In, a podcast. My name is Dr. Sabrina Khan, and you are?
Dr. Tombaqui Bailey.
Affectionately known to me as Bilal, and we are two Black psychologists who'll be discussing everything from politics to relationships and everything in between. Thank you for listening. Take it away, Bilal.
All right, Sabrina. Here we go again. Today's episode, The Return of the X.
Not Return of the Mac, but Return of the X. Uh-oh, I'm not sure I'm ready.
Are you ready for this?
Well, are you ready is the question. Because I think you may be surprised at the position I take this evening.
Oh, shucks. All right. So, in this episode, we're talking about what do you do when you have an ex who reaches out to you and asks you to catch up over a meal?
Dun, 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 dun.
So, your ex reaches out. And, you know, the relationship didn't end so bad where you wanted to burn all their stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not gonna say integrate, but you didn't burn all their stuff.
Okay.
You didn't burn all the stuff. Okay.
So not one of my typical endings, but go ahead. Just kidding.
Not one of those endings that you had in the past where right. You light a fluid,
right?
You know, you call a little party together, and you throwing matchsticks. Not one of them joints. Okay. Not one of them joints.
Okay.
But it didn't end great. Mm-hmm. Most relationships don't. Didn't end great, but your ex reached out,
mm-hmm.
and your ex said, "You've been on my mind, and I want to see how you're doing."
Hey, boo, hey.
They didn't say it. Yeah, hey, boo, hey. You know? And so, when your ex reaches out to you, you're in a relationship.
Uh-oh.
So, you're in a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, your ex reaches out. You tell your ex, hey, I'm in this new relationship. And the ex says, I still want to catch up and see how you're doing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The return of the ex.
Oh, man.
So, Sabrina.
Yes.
Tell me where you at with this. What's going on? What are you thinking about?
First of all, you have completely stressed me out because I just had a flood of so many memories of times where I've been in this exact position. And, you know, I'm going to take a position tonight that I really believed for most of my life. We won't even get into how I feel about it now, but I'll just kind of come from the perspective that I've felt most of my life. So let's start with, which ex is it? Because I think that that is important. There are some exes that, you know, again, maybe the relationship was really good and then something happened and it went south, but there's still enough love there or friendship there that I don't mind hanging out with them again. I've been a fortunate person that typically when I've exited a relationship, either way, either I exited first or the other person did, usually we leave on semi-amicable terms, I would say. So for the most part, I would say, you know, yeah, it's probably fine to kick it with one of my exes or just to go out to dinner. I mean, let's start with first. Are we in a recession? Is it a free meal? I mean, let's start there. Okay. Do I have a job? You know, if I don't, then, you know, again, is it a free meal? Okay. So you said it's a free meal. So now we've upped the ante on my answer to likely yes. You know, what I think is funny, though, is that you did qualify it with, I'm in a new relationship. So
in a new relationship.
That kind of can be a little tricky because, you know, I don't know at this point how much I've told this new relationship, maybe about prior relationships. You know, it depends on, are we new like it's been a few months or are we new like it's been, you know, a year or so?
Okay, Sabrina, you got like 1,000 questions. Okay. I'm going to say you're new, like you've been in this relationship for about a year. So you're in a relationship. It's a solid thing. It's you and your new boo. Solid relationship.
Okay, good. So then, yeah, I can go out to dinner with an ex. Why not? I mean, you know, if they're coming into town or even if we still live in the same place and, you know, they want to catch, you know, dinner or something, I'm all right with that. I think it's fine. So what about you, Bala?
Get your dinner on, huh?
I mean, you know, dinner, lunch, breakfast, whatever. Oh, I forgot to mention, too. I mean, if it's a really nice restaurant, that's a definite yes. Now, if he's like, let's swing by the Taco Bell, then no.
Okay, No, no, it's a great point. Great point.
But, and, you know, I mean.
No, you go ahead.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
One other thing I would add is if I haven't seen them in a long time, you know, if it's been, you know, 4 or 5 years and we haven't seen each other, then, you know, I think it's okay. I mean. You know, this is somebody that I may have loved or cared about. So, sure. I mean, I'd love to catch up and see, you know, see how they're doing. Especially if their approach doesn't feel real sleazy. You know, it just depends. But I think for the most part, most of my exes, like I said, we have a decent connection. So, I'd be all right with it.
Okay.
How about you, Bilal?
Well, in the mortal words, or the infamous words in Miss Pearl from Morehouse Cafeteria. Shout out to Miss Pearl.
Hey, Miss Pearl.
Ain't gonna be able to do it.
Right. Why Morehouse had better food than we did anyway? But go ahead.
Well, you know what? And that says a lot because our food was not that great. So
right. Now, I put some weight on you, but it wasn't that good. Right. Shout out to the freshman 10, 20, sometimes 50.
Shout out. Go ahead. Yeah, I think. Well, let us keep going. Let us keep going. But okay. I'll tell you right now. Right now, me and Miss Pearl are on the same page.
I mean, now, go ahead.
One of the things I was thinking, and you actually started to go in this direction. Does it matter what the invite is to? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? I think I heard you say it doesn't make a difference.
I mean, I don't think it really matters because I feel like I'm an adult and, you know, ain't nothing happening that I don't want to happen. So, and this is just merely a catch up, like I said. So time of day, I don't think really matters much. I mean, and typically, if you're taking me somewhere nice, then I want to be at dinner, you know, the time where I maybe can't afford the meal or we're back to whether or not this is a free meal, but whatever.
Free meal. It's a free meal.
But, you know, I don't think the time of day really. Oh, that's even better. But yeah, no, I don't think it really matters what time of day, because again, this is, you know, somebody that was an old friend or something like that. I think we can can make it work no matter what time of day it is.
I didn't say old friend.
I'm sorry, ex. Okay.
It's an ex.
Ex-boo.
It's return
well,
of the ex.
In that case, I didn't at one time really liked you. So, I mean, hey, okay. We can go out and kick it for a minute. You know, dinner ain't never hurt nobody.
I'm a little suspect.
Or lunch.
Invitation going out to dinner. It's a little suspect. Suspect.
Really? Hello? How so?
Yeah. I mean, we can't talk about it at breakfast or lunch. We got to talk about this ketchup over dinner. Because the attire changes. What you wear to lunch, you're not going to wear to dinner.
Well, I'm not going to take off from work to go out with you, bro. Like, I got to, you know.
All right.
It's got to be after the work day, maybe.
Yeah, but think about what the dinner attire looks like. You going to your nice restaurant, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wearing a dress?
I mean, well, okay, let's be clear. If I'm going to out with my ex boo, then I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, okay.
Fine. Fine. Because I need you to get to see what you lost, boo. Especially if I got me a new boo, then you will see what you've lost. And that requires a certain attire.
Now, yes. You're going to leave out the house. And yo, sweat me look. Right, you be looking fine, as
right.
You said.
You trying to make this more complicated, but yeah, hopefully boo ain't at my house though when I leave out of there, because you know there might be a few questions, especially if I pull out them boots. You know,
see what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, or nice shoes, nice dress shoes, penny loafers. I'm kidding.
All right, so right. For you, it doesn't matter. Lunch, breakfast, dinner. You're going out with the ex.
Okay. I mean, this is all innocent. This is not going anywhere, I don't think.
Oh, no. This isn't. I mean, I'm going to tell you what I think. I don't think it's innocent. We're going to
really?
Dinner? Why go to dinner then? Send me a Grubhub.
You ain't right. Gotta, we ain't got to get you. Look, I don't want no Panera. I can get that myself. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the cream of broccoli soup. But okay. I mean, you know. So.
Shout out to that Panera's pizza. It's on point.
Flatbreads. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure. Okay. Your ex is saying, let's go to dinner. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking good. Your ex is looking good.
We don't know that. I mean, we hope that they look halfway good.
Ex don't reach out unless they ain't been hitting it. They in the gym.
Right.
Spin class. They, okay. You know what I'm saying? They jumping jump rope. They doing everything. They doing all that. You know,
so
swimming.
They done got to pull this together. Okay.
Yeah, they pulled it together. Come on. You don't reach out unless you pull it together. They pulled it together. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm a little concerned.
Do they have cologne on? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know they do. You know they do. They definitely got on cologne. They got
right.
It on.
Ooh, whatever is my favorite, thing, we good.
Whatever the smell good that you love to smell, you can guarantee they have it on.
Well, see, I'm not going to know that when I accept the date now. So,
I'm going to tell you.
I mean, see, now you're making this sound kind of bad, Bilal. I think it's still innocent.
Okay, still innocent. All right.
Yeah,
so let me ask
you a question. Proven guilty.
Okay. Yeah. This is something that you had asked earlier in mm-hmm. terms of, does it matter how long you and the ex dated, right? So whether you dated for 6 months, a year, 2 years, would you factor that into your decision making?
I mean, I do think that could possibly be an issue. I mean, and I say that because, I mean, obviously, if I've been with this person or we had a relationship that was 3 or 4 years, you know, where it was really long term, you know, did we talk about getting married? You know, were there any slip up in situations where there may have been something created that maybe didn't make it, if you know what I mean?
AKA backslide.
Right.
With the bonus.
Right. With a thank you note. With a thank you note. But, you know, I mean, I would say that may be a little harder to swallow. You know, was this the person that broke my heart?
Right.
You know,
right.
Where, because, you know, I've had relationships in with people that, you know, I was sad about it, but it wasn't like they killed me or it was a really bad broken heart. It was more so, you know, it was just kind of a tough ending and I was sad mm-hmm. for a while, but I got over it. But, you know, some of those ones that like pulled your heart out your chest, stomped on it, you know, threw it out, send it through the grinder kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. So that kind of situation, I think, would make it a little more tough, but I think if they're, you know, if it was we dated for 4 or 5 months or, you know, maybe a year, I think that's fine. The longer term, I could see why that might be problematic just because there's more history there. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be more feelings still tied up there, you know, because mm-hmm. the longer you're with somebody, I would think you're more attached. Although some of the clowns I was involved with, maybe not so much, but I would say, you know, that might be a little more like, I don't know if I want to reopen these wounds kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. So the
depth
of the relationship does matter. Or the ex-relationship.
I think so. Okay. Now, if the brother is talking about taking me out for a $300 or $400 dinner and he had done me dirty, then I'm going, because you need to pay for what you did. At least start on paying. So I might
start on paying.
And I'm going to look good while doing it.
You look good and you're like this. You know what?
Yes. Smell good.
I just want the lobster.
And when you try to, right. And when you reach over and try to give me a hug, I'm going to be like, nah, I'm good. Back up. Right. So.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
How about you, though? Well, I know you're already kind of not feeling this, but if you decided, yeah. I mean, if there was a formula for what might make you consider it.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you in terms of the quality of the relationship with the ex, but yeah. It's a challenge. It's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Because for those really long and significant relationships, I think there's a part of everybody that wants to see how this person is doing.
Yeah.
You know, now I think different now than maybe back in the day when we were first starting getting into dating as adults.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have social media. And so now.
Dang, you that old blow? Uh-huh. Right.
But like you have maybe 20 different ways to see how somebody is doing, right? Maybe you get on their Instagram, maybe get on their Facebook, you know, see
follow
them
on LinkedIn or something.
On LinkedIn or whatever the social media. I mean, it's there's 5,000 new things that come out every day.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's probably less of a surprise because you could see a person, even if they don't have social media,
mm-hmm.
there may be a random picture of them somewhere online. Versus you dating in the 80s, you dating in the 90s, you don't really see a picture of the person, right?
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. a little bit harder. So the double-edged sword, though, is you become easier to find, right? So it's easier to know what they're doing. You also become easier to find. And so somebody may be saying, hey, I want to check out Sabrina. How's she doing? See what's going on with her. And get back at you. But mm-hmm. your point of the depth of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the heartstrings. Those serious mm-hmm. relationships pulling the heartstrings. So as much as I would say I don't want to see those people, it's still pulling on the heartstrings.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. what I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, especially it sounds bogus, but go ahead.
But here's what I'll say too. I mean, do you really want to see the person who, as you said, stomped your heart out, put you through the meat grinder? I don't know.
I mean, mm-hmm. that I think is a little harder to deal with, especially if there's still feelings there. You know, sometimes people assume because time has passed that you've gotten past whatever happened or you've moved past. But some people, you know, we stay stuck for a long time in a situation where maybe we weren't able to forgive the person or we really felt like they did us dirty and we're still angry about it. Mm-hmm, so, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I can halfway get that. But I think, you know, I don't know. I just think that we're all adults. You should be able to move on and be cordial and, you know, go to a dinner. I mean, you know, you go to dinner with work colleagues or with, you know, maybe somebody in your neighborhood, like, what's the difference, really?
Let me just back up for a second. He said, go to dinner with somebody in your neighborhood.
I mean, you know, maybe you might go to dinner with the family that lives next door. I don't know.
I'm never going to dinner with the family next door.
Okay. Well,
shout out to staying in my own house.
Right. Well, we're not talking about during COVID times, but maybe before. I don't know. I can't think of when
I've gone
out with somebody that was my neighbor.
I would never
either
go to dinner with my neighbors. Shout out to my old crib.
Okay.
No.
Well,
okay.
You antisocial, but go ahead.
Hey, That is real. I mean, growing up, I was referred to as antisocial. Social. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if the shoe fits, right?
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh, for sure. My old brother used to always say I was antisocial.
Right.
So, okay. Now, let me ask you this question, though. So, we're talking about the mm-hmm. relationship you have with your ex. Let's talk about mm-hmm. your current relationship. We said maybe a year. you know, something like that. I'm going to up the ante a little bit. What if your current relationship is a married or long-term partnered relationship?
Does that matter? Now, see, that's a problem because I think I'm okay to do it, but you ain't doing it because I don't know about that. And I know how some of these hussies can be all up on you. And I don't trust it and I don't believe it. And I think folks are up to no good. So I don't like it necessarily for him. But for me, I think I could still
rock it.
Yeah, because you know what? I know how to keep my distance from people. And I've always been, I think, pretty good at that. So I think I could probably manage it okay. And then, you know, let's be clear, if somebody gets out of line, they will get checked. So it's all good. And most of the people that I've dealt with know that about me, that like once I'm done, I'm done. So I think they, I still think I could probably do it. Now, okay, whether or not my spouse would agree to me going out, that might be another question for another day, right? Maybe another show.
You know, Sabrina, sometimes I feel like you're reading my mind, because that is my next question. Your ex has reached out to you. You've talked to your ex and you've exchanged pleasantries enough to where your ex says, "Hey, Sabrina, I still like to catch up with you. And let's, you know, I know you like this spot, or what spot do you like? Okay, let's do that spot. You are you've tentatively set a time to connect with your ex. Do you tell your partner that this ex has reached out and wants to get a meal?
Well, so I think the answer is different in the sense that if it's a new relationship, you don't know my business like that. So no, I ain't telling you nothing. But if you're my husband and I'm married, then yikes. Now we're introducing a little bit of another variable, because, you know, I wouldn't want my husband to suspect that anything was going on. So I likely would have to disclose to him, you know, that this happened. And I probably would talk it over with him to see if he was comfortable with me going. Or maybe I might even invite my husband to go with me. It just depends.
No, you won't. You ain't telling the truth.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm not going to invite him to go with us. I probably am going to kind of listen to his answer. And it depends. I mean, if he has an attitude about it and is being real stinky, then I might still go if I'm mad. Let's be clear. But no, more likely than not, if I felt like he was really upset about it, then I wouldn't go. See, I might be kind of salty and ask for the gift card.
You know, send my Grubhub.
Right, exactly.
See, this is where I think this sort of trouble kicks in, and I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say for dudes, and I'll say this in a heterosexual context, so I can't say I know all relationships. I think a lot of times guys don't talk about the past. They don't talk about their past relationship.
Yeah.
So there may be already a cloud of mystery about what the past looked like.
Right. So I call BS on that, but go ahead.
So now the past comes back and you ain't talk about the past before.
Yes.
That's not a good combo.
Yeah. In fact, that's already sounding suspect, and I'm getting mad right now just thinking about it. Yeah.
So. Yeah. I don't think, Nah.
Yeah, that might be information that you may not want to disclose. I don't know.
Okay, so now
it does feel a little shady. It does. So
let's paint this picture. You done talked to your ex. You agreed to go to dinner with your ex. And you're not telling your current boo that you're going out with your ex.
Uh-oh. Yeah. It sounds a little shaky, I must say.
But, you know, you press on. You press on. Okay?
Right.
So you find yourself dinner. And you're looking fine.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be fine now.
Your ex, before coming to meet you, was at the gym hard. Hit the swim class, the spin class, the spin class.
And the weight class, everything.
The weight class. Hit every class. Okay. Right. there was a class that hit. Your ex was in the gym from 12 noon to about 6. Okay. Right. Just sweating. Right. All right.
Now, is he funky now on a date?
No.
Oh, God.
No, because then he went and got the hour shower. Okay. And boom, boom, boom. Got pulled out the new suit. All that.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm not saying the ex is trying to get at you.
Right.
But just like you trying to look fine, the ex is trying to look, they're trying to look good too.
Yeah.
So you're at dinner, you know.
Oh, boy.
And the ex starts talking about the old relationship when y'all were together.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
How far do you go back and talk about that relationship? Is there a topic that's off, that's like out of bounds or off limits in terms of talking to your ex?
I mean, I think, you know, my first thought is we're cool. We were cool. We had a relationship. So, I mean, we could talk about the relationship, you know, all aspects of it. But I think I know where you're going with this in the sense that, you know, sometimes you can get heavy into, for example, intimate topics that maybe take you somewhere that you don't want to go. So I get that. So I might try to stay away from something that specific. But I think, you know, I would read the vibe of him and kind of what he's like. Because, you know, I think it's pretty clear that you can tell immediately if somebody's flirting with you. Even though I think a lot of guys can be clueless about that. Shout out to the guys that are clueless about when they're being flirted with. But what I'll say is
that
for me,
we don't know.
Right. I pretty much know that if a guy is trying to flirt. So I think if he's going that route, then I might try to cut him off at the knees, especially if I'm in this new relationship and it's important to me already. And I, you know, I don't want any problems, then I'm gonna cut him off at the knees. I think the trouble, I'll just be transparent. The trouble is if I've showed up on this date with the ex and I'm mad at my partner, you know, what am I going to do?
So, right.
Yeah. So that then my behavior may not be so appropriate, but what I'll say is for the most part, I think, you know, we'll be okay, to talk about most things. I mean, I think if he's harboring too much on one subject, I mean, it could even be previous arguments and he wants to harbor on those things.
Right.
Then
right.
No, you know, this is supposed to be a general catch up. And really, I want to try to keep things at, you
keep
know, at current or future, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, I can hear that. Yeah. I think you find yourself to dinner, Sabrina. Not me. But you or others in the world find themselves out to dinner. I don't know how far you want to go back in the past.
Right.
You know. I mean, you could.
Right.
But
I mean, you might be setting yourself up a little bit. I will say that, depending. Like I said, if you lingering, if you're just talking about, hey, remember that time we went to King's Dominion, you know, or whatever, and kicked it, and remember you fell off the roller coaster. Well, no, that wouldn't be good. Now, remember you lost your wallet on a roller coaster and some old lady found it and brought it back to you. You know, that's fine. But if you want to talk about, remember that time when we went to the lake, it was late, we had candles, we sat up. Okay, see, now you're going too far. You know, so that's the thing is that, you know, you can reference like we had some good times together. But see, also, too, I think things, I mean, if I'm being honest, things can get slippery quick. So you kind of got to stay with them and almost in so many ways control the conversation.
I mean, and let it not be lost on how Dr. Sabrina brought up one of the great summer spots if you live in the DMV. Going down to King's Dominion for the summer.
Yes. Shout out to King's Dominion.
I think if you're in a summertime relationship and you're in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, you and your boo are going to go to King's Dominion. That's just real talk. You got to go. I mean, I think they got couples passes. They got something. Everybody goes.
Oh, yeah. How about matching t-shirts? But go ahead.
Oh, you got to walk out with some matching t-shirts. Got yes. to. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I probably went to Kings and Men about 3 summers straight. And
with the same person?
Or? No. I had to. I didn't get a season pass. I did not get the season right. pass.
Right.
There's 3 different trips. 3 different booze. 3 different right. booze. Shout out to Kings and Men. That was the only consistency.
Yes. Kings and Men. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I think we're getting somewhere. You had your mm-hmm. dinner with your boo. Mm-hmm. Feel good. You said, hey, I'm a control what we talk about. Keep yeah. it light. Keep it mm-hmm. in the, you said, keep it in the current. Or the future.
Future.
A little yeah. bit of revisiting the past, but not too much.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now it turns out to be a completely platonic thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had a great conversation. Your boo was like, your ex-boo. My bad. Mm-hmm. Your ex-boo was like, it was great seeing you. You look great. It was great seeing you. It, you know, y'all kicked it for maybe 2.5 hours. 3 hours, mm-hmm. dinner, just, you know, cooling.
Mm-hmm.
The ex is not asking anything of you, not trying to get back with you, happy to see you, happy to know mm-hmm. you're doing well. Mm-hmm. Okay? Above board the whole mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Right? Enough flirting for you to know you still got it. Right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. make you feel good. Make everybody feel good. Okay? Right. Enough to let you know you still got it. And yes. the person respect your situation.
Right. Now we're talking. Yes.
Okay. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell your boo that you went out to dinner with your ex?
Yeah.
Nothing happened. It was above yeah. board.
Ended I mean, if nice. It's platonic.
A
like
hug.
I said, if it's the church new relationship.
Hug. You know, right. you just
right.
end it nice.
Now, if it's a new relationship, no, because you don't know me like that and you don't know my business. But, well, I guess the dilemma would be for me, if it were a long-term relationship or a marriage, then I probably would have already talked to you about it. But if I didn't perchance, like, I don't know, maybe the person called at the last minute and said, hey, I'm downtown near where I know you work. You want to pop out for lunch or something? And then I decided to go. So, yeah. I mean, if it was platonic, I don't know. I might not say anything. But if somebody was out of line, you know, I think it just kind of depends how out of line it got. Did I check him and I felt okay?
Right. No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You say out of line like the ex-boo?
Yeah. Like if the ex-boo during the date together. Oh, but no, you saying if it was platonic.
Platonic above board. I mean, the yeah. ex-boo compliments you, let you know you're still looking good. So, yeah. so nothing is lost on that. Mm-hmm. But the ex-boo respects your situation, mm-hmm. not trying to, you know, mess up your joint, not right. trying to, you know, make it more complicated. Just wanted to see you. You were on their mind. Wanted to see how you're doing. Y'all catch up.
Right. Yeah. I may not say anything, probably.
Okay.
That's
okay.
probably the wrong answer. Just because, I mean, you know, it wasn't really nothing, was it? Nah, it ain't really nothing going on.
Just a meal.
Now, it depends.
At your favorite restaurant, $200 right. deep, lobster.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, did I run into somebody else in the restaurant I knew that may see me and can report back? I don't know. I mean, in the age of social media, I think it's a little harder to be private because somebody typically sees you doing something and everybody is filming, you know, taking pictures, you know, some variation and looking to catch you doing something. Mm-hmm. So that might be a little harder to hide. So I guess I'm on the fence. I might have to say something.
Okay.
But maybe my first thought was, nah, ain't nothing really happened. Ain't no point to say, especially if I feel like the other person might get upset.
Mm-hmm. So... it sounds like you may be leaning more towards don't tell your boo.
Oh, well, you know, probably not. probably not.
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
You know, some things are better left unsaid.
Sometimes you just got to roll with it.
Especially if you feel like it might cause a little ripple in your situation. You know, Just a little baby ripple.
You know, I think that really is something for us to ask ourselves when we're in relationships. You know, can mm-hmm. our relationships weather something like that? Mm-hmm. Right? When the ex comes in and how strong is our relationship? But I'm going to come back to that.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you saw the ex. You go to dinner. It was a good time. They were appropriate. Mm-hmm. They respected you. Gave you some love, an appropriate level of love. Had a good conversation. You may or may not tell your boo. How do you close the door on this ex in that relationship? Or do you?
That's a good question, Bilal, because I think if it's how you described it, we caught up.
Right.
It was platonic.
Yep.
Let's be clear. He did tell me how fine I was looking. You know,
told you how fine you looking. Multiple times.
Right. Exactly.
But it's not trying to, you know, muddy your waters. Take it,
right.
Right, right, right.
Then I kind of feel like the door is closed now because we've caught up, you know, and there's no need to really kind of continue the catch up.
Right, right. So no need to be friends with the ex.
Right. Now, see, that's where I think it kind of gets a little messy because mm-hmm. I think the more you see somebody, I mean, unless it was like a weird connection where, I don't know, my current partner and this person's partner knew each other and were friends already. And I don't know. And everything was kind of open and people knew that we had moved on and we were, I mean, that's so rare. I think that you don't have, you have a clean kind of connection like that.
So this is not Lisa Bonet when she was with Jason, what's his name? Momoa.
Oh, a fine boy. Uh-huh.
Sorry, and Lenny Kravitz. Right. It's not nothing like that. Nothing like that then?
No. Mm-mm. But I think that the door is kind of closed then. I think sometimes the problem is people try to leave the door open too long, and then that's when it turns into something else. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. for the most part, I think, you know, relationships should be able to tolerate some revisits to the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't necessarily... Oh, I forgot. I'm not giving my current opinion. So anyway, but I think that it's possible that, you know, I mean, people can be cordial, but, you know, you start calling every week, that's something different. But, you know, if you want to check in once a year, it's somebody's birthday or Christmas, or, you know, it's their mama's birthday or the anniversary of the Double Dutch contest y'all won. I mean, whatever it is that you want to, you know, say, hey, remember that time, you know, 20 years ago when we won the contest?
Yeah, the Double Dutch. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Something. So, but something like that's that. Different. Yeah. Then maybe that's okay. But, you know, you starting to call every week because my thing is we caught up and now you're trying to turn this into something it's not. So.
Trying to make your past your future.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's something different, especially if this is somebody that you don't want to revisit with. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. for the most part, if I'm happy in my new relationship and I'm not looking to change that factor, then this is kind of a pointless situation. Mm-hmm. I could mm-hmm. go out, have the dinner or grab the lunch or whatever and have the catch up and move on. Now, if I'm unhappy in my relationship or maybe this conversation or catch up session sparked something in me to have me thinking like, oh, maybe we need to reconnect. Now, that's when it can become, I think, problematic for people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, I don't know, Bilal. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's sticky. Yeah, it's sticky.
Like a mouse glue trap.
Yeah.
It's gonna catch you. It's gonna catch you.
Yeah, it's gonna catch. Yeah, it's sticky. Uh-huh. I don't know, Sabrina. I think that's one of the things you gotta stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said it earlier, context matters. Context in terms mm-hmm. of my current context.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know. I in my younger days, I think you know, not being in serious relationships, not being married, you know, you could entertain the ex.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now it's too complicated to try to. So why are you going out your ex again for dinner?
Right.
Why are you putting on your button up shirt? Why are you took a bath? Like, why are you taking a bath?
Exactly. Wait a minute, you combed your hair? You brushed your hair?
I only got like three hairs, but you shined up your bald head? Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think the look looks good. Even if it's above board, right? Mm-hmm. It just, because then you're right. The other thing you said is like you were contemplating, well, do I bring my current boo? So let's say you do bring your current boo, and the three of y'all sitting at the table, everybody staring at each other like, this was a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Right.
So yeah, I think I have to give it a hard pass. Hard pass. Yeah, like Kobe. RIP Kobe passing the Shaq down low. Hard pass.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think for the purpose of this discussion, Bilal, I really kind of argued the perspective that I carried for a long time. If I could just flip the script on you for just 30 seconds, I would say, hell to the no to all of this now, because I'm married and I don't like it, and stay off my man and forget about it. So none of that.
I like how you say, for my man situation, that sounds a little bit different than your situation, because you say, I'm going to be looking fine and I'll be in my dress and my boots. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Yes, all of that. But so I just think that, you know, over time you evolve and you start to have different perspectives on things. And I think, you know, one of the things about getting older that I appreciate is that you can often see things before they happen. And I think as young people, you have to be shown how things are going to turn out. Yeah. But after you've had experience, and I think wisdom teaches you, I don't have to go through the experience to benefit from the experience. So you can watch other people's falls and know that if I step on that piece of ice over here, I'm likely going to fall too. So let me not even go there, and let me walk around the ice or something like that.
Say that again, though, in terms of having to go through the experience and not having to go through it. Because I think that's really important.
You know, I think just to repeat that, you know, you don't necessarily have to have the experience to benefit from the experience. I mean, I think that is actually one of the major woes in our society, is that we are raising a generation of people that don't believe fat meat is greasy. I'm sorry, that's a country saying. But what I'll say is that we are raising a generation of people that simply do not believe what happened to you can happen to them. And I think the challenge with that lack of wisdom is that you have people making really stupid mistakes, for lack of a better way to say it. Unnecessarily, because it's like, okay, now you've watched your 10 friends, you know, shoplift. Why you think you're not going to get arrested? mean, just when all 10 of them got arrested.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, somehow, and I don't know if it's social media, I don't know if it's what's on TV, I don't know if what is happening in schools that are somehow sending the message that you're so unique and so different that the consequence won't be the same for you. I think that's something we need to break as we, you know, put our hands down to reach backwards, or put our hands behind us to reach back and pull people, you know, up and with us to where we're going, and even pushing them ahead. That is a piece of wisdom that I think we have to instill, that, you know, you don't have to make every mistake that I did in order to learn from my mistakes.
Right. No, it's a great point. I think the other thing is the maturity of the individual. And so, you know, because I think even with us joking, you know, you always, even in this conversation today, you were asking these points along the way. Well, is it this type of relationship? Was it that type of relationship? Which says, some of that learning, right? Or show some of that learning. Mm-hmm. Like, I mm-hmm. know the type of relationship or the person who I could go out with who is an ex mm-hmm. versus maybe the person who I couldn't go out with.
Right.
And so I think what you were really offering us was a nuanced way of looking at it, because you weren't saying, mm-hmm. even though you did take the perspective of, yeah, I'm going to do it, you along the way, you kept assessing it. Mm-hmm. Well, is it somebody who stomped on my heart? No, I'm not going to do that. Is mm-hmm. it somebody I was really in love with? Maybe that's not the best path, right? Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, I think you showed something that people need to do more, and that's that fine level of analysis or review or whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. But I think really just not taking this very kind of universal approach. Like mm-hmm. you almost really seemed like it was something that was prescribed for each type of ex relationship. And I think that's really mm-hmm. important, because now you're yeah. saying, hey, with this one, no, but this other one, yeah, that maybe that's pretty cool. I could do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think if I could end on anything tonight, Bilal, I think it's just important to be flexible in that, you know, there is more than one way to look at something. And in being flexible, I think you have to consider more than just your perspective. You maybe consider the other person's perspective, the other people that may be impacted by your decision. Mm-hmm. But again, I think we've raised a culture of people that believe it's me, 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 and that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that we coexist with other people. So the decisions we make do impact other people. Mm-hmm, and that is mm-hmm. something to be considered. Now, do you have to run your entire life on what somebody else thinks? No. But at the same time, I think you have to be very aware that some of the decisions we do make directly impact other people. And I try to always think about things. If I were sitting in that person's shoes, would I want to be handled that way or treated that way or had that experience from that perspective? And I think that really has helped to accelerate me on the empathy train as far as, you know, just really being considerate of others. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. I think it gets me in trouble because I find myself bending too far almost on the other side, where I'll consider someone else's feelings a little too much and not enough of my own. But at the end of the day, I think that that's important. And I really would, if I could, make a recommendation to our listeners to just be flexible, be considerate, and think about what it is that you're doing and the impact that it has on other people.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Bilal? Any final words for us?
Get that lobster.
Yes. Exactly. Preferably the 30 or 40 pound joint, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, for sure. We gotta wrap it up in some foil. Exactly. Right. In the shape of a duck. And you yes. taking that home. Yeah, get that lobster.
Right. All right. Well, you have been listening to She's Always Right and He's Never Wrong, a podcast which can be found on all of the major platforms, including Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Thank you so much. We also can be found on all of our other social media platforms, including our most recent YouTube channel. Please like and subscribe to that channel, in addition to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and coming soon, TikTok. So thank you so much. Have a good one. Thank you for listening to She's Always Right and He's Never Wrong. Please follow us on the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Spotify, and any other podcast platforms. You can also find us on social media via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and stay tuned for our YouTube channel that's coming soon to a theater near you. Thank you.